This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's see where limo guy is. Let me call. Let me text him. I'm texting him. So we're playing Beat the Limo Guy, 10 o'clock here on the show. Oh, here he is. He's calling in now. So it's Beat the Limo Guy. Brandon is going to be our contestant. He is. Let's go to him, Del. Let's bring Brandon in because we're while you get Justin ready. You got Brandon up? Hey, Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Congratulations on getting in. You were listening at 7 o'clock this morning, so you knew to call in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that. So you got in. What do you do for a living, Brandon?
I'm
you don't recognize the voice?
And this is Brandon from the Crew to Root.
Yeah, you didn't recognize this is Brandon from Crew to Root, yeah.
Yeah, before we start, guys, I want to let y'all know that we really appreciate y'all partnering with us at the Dirty Birdie event last month, and we were able to raise over $10,000 for the Almina Shriners, for the American Heart Association, for the Ronald McDonald House Galveston. That's the third year we partnered with you guys, and we couldn't have done it without y'all. So,
that is awesome.
Awesome job. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, I didn't recognize it. Now I got it.
And Brandon is my former manager from, as you call it, the Carney place.
Were you, at the Carney? You worked at the Carney, Brandon?
It was called Main Event, but you called the Carney.
No, place. It was. You were a barker, weren't you?
No, I was a laser tag attendant.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Brandon, welcome to the show. Let's bring Justin in from Black Horse Limo at Black Horse Limo 1 on Twitter. You got to follow him on Twitter because he gives away tickets. Well, he used to give away tickets all the time. Now he just gives away Del Frisco's dinners because he lost again last week. What's up, Justin?
How are you guys today?
Man, we're awesome. Congratulations on the last second Bears kick last week.
Took me down. Don't deserve to win if you can't go better than 2-3 anyway.
Well, that's right. So you had another, victim. Well, yeah. You were victimized again.
And Justin has won plenty going 2-3, by the way.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But you can't be proud of it, though.
No. I mean,
there's no question you can't be proud of it. So what's going on? We got anything going on at Warehouse Live this weekend?
Actually, tonight I'm surprised you're not already have your tickets. We got a Foreigner tribute and a Styx tribute tonight, and then tomorrow we got a Selena tribute.
Oh, tomorrow Selena tribute. Oh, big booty? Girl with a big booty?
Oh, golly.
Well, it's not small.
Well, there you go. It's got to be a big booty girl.
Sometimes you're the worst.
Did you see J-Lo in the movie?
Yes, I understand. Okay. I understand the dynamics of both those ladies. Yes, okay. I remember. Thank you.
If she don't have, what if she's a pancake ass, Del? Then what? Can we believe she's Selena?
We
no.
have guests, John. We save my pancake booty takes when there are no people on the line. Okay.
So that's at Warehouse Live. Go to warehouselive.com. Tickets available there. And then Rise is working on Rise. When's the opening?
November 27th, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Friday after Thanksgiving. Rise is opening up, people. The largest in America, the largest non-sports retractable roof in the country. How about that? How about that? So we got that going on as well. All that good stuff. And Black Horse Limo. And going to send you to Del Frisco's Steakhouse with a $200 gift certificate. The limo ride there and back. So next week you want to be playing, just like Brandon is playing this week. All right, boys, you study up. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Brandon, you ready? Justin, you ready? Justin, you going to defer again this week?
Let's defer.
He's going to defer. So, Brandon, you're first up.
All right. At this time in our lives, John, what do you have the Raiders and Chargers at?
I got them at a pick right now.
Give me the Las Vegas Raiders by way of Oakland.
The Raiders are a pick against the Los Angeles Chargers. Justin?
Let's take the New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans is +4.5 in a football game in Tampa. 4.5. Brandon?
How about the Redbirds?
The Cardinals, at this point in our lives, are playing a football team, and they are
in the state of Florida.
In the state of Florida, and they are the favorite by 4.5 of those points.
Put them in the bag.
Is that right? Was it 4.5? I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. Arizona. No, it's in Arizona. Yeah. And they're 4.5 point favorites. 4.5. Okay. Justin?
Totals have been bad to me, so I'm only taking one this week. Let's go Seattle over.
The Seattle Seahawks are 55.5. 55.5 right now at this point in our lives. Brandon?
Let's go Oppo.
Whoa! I can smell up!
Listen, ready.
Double banger! Double banger! You were ready for a double banger.
No, we're not.
You were not ready. Double banger. Mine? Okay, 55. And for those of you who have never heard it, never mind.
Yeah.
55.5, the under on that football contest. Justin?
Let's go ahead and take the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Football Lions, at this point in our lives, I do not have them. What do you have? What number do you have?
I didn't write it down. I thought they were +4.5.
I think they're off the board because Matthew Stafford tested positive. Right? Stafford's not playing in that game, you know.
Well, he's on the COVID list. He has to test out 5 days in a row.
I don't have them, Justin.
Okay, let's go with Buffalo.
The Buffalo Football Bills are +3.5 at home against the Seattle Football Seahawks. Brandon?
I will take the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens -2 at the Colts. Ravens -2 at the Colts. Justin?
It's very painful to do, but let me take the Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys +14.5 points.
Was Garrett Gilbert or Cooper Rush playing quarterback?
I hope you know that Dak isn't there anymore, right? You do know that.
Did he get hurt?
He got hurt. I don't know if you heard. Okay.
I'm still going to try.
Is that it? Or we got one more?
We got one. What's the number again?
14.5. 14.5.
1 more for each.
One more, Brandon.
Oh, wow. Cowboys, huh? Going to start picking what I want to eat. I will take the Patriots and Jets underneath the number, please.
Under 42. Under 42 in that football contest. And Justin?
Let's go with Carolina.
The Carolina Panthers are +10.5. +10.5 at the Kansas City Football Chiefs. What? Give it to us, Dell.
All right. Brandon has, he's taken the Raiders as a winner straight up. It's a pick 'em. Cardinals -4.5. Seattle under 55.5 in their game, which is the double banger for us. Ravens -2. Patriots Jets under 42. For Justin, Saints +4.5. As I mentioned before, the double banger. He has the over in the Seattle game, 55.5. Bills +3.5. Cowboys +14.5 because he has some weird faith in Garrett Gilbert or Cooper Rush.
Yes.
And the Panthers at +10. That's your five. Does that sound right, gentlemen?
I think Carolina was 10.5.
Okay. That is our beat the limbo guy. Brandon apparently beat Justin last year, just like Donovan did. So we're trying to repeat. It's going 2-0.
Oh, Donovan beat your ass last week. Anybody beat your ass? He said he's your daddy.
He says
he is my daddy.
He says when he tips the driver, he's going to go tell Justin I'm his daddy.
Yeah, just tell Justin I'm his daddy. Okay. Now, Brandon, when you get it, when you win, tip your limo driver, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay? That's my man. There he is. Brandon, we appreciate it. Best of luck. Keep going. We're proud and happy to be part of the Dirty Birdie, so that is great stuff. Glad you raised that money. And Justin, as always, we appreciate you, especially when you lose, especially when you go 2-3, and you send our listeners to Del Frisco's.
What a friend John is.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it every week, it seems like.
That seems like that is the case. Hey, man, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
All right, have a good weekend.
All right, there is Justin and Brandon. Beat the limo guy. Beat the limo guy. I have a feeling Justin didn't hear about Matthew Stafford.
Clearly.
Clearly not.
Yeah. Stafford has an opportunity to play. He hasn't practiced. Like I said, he has to get 5 straight days of
negatives. Well, how do you put a number on it, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not knowing.
You don't.
Either way, because you got to jack it up if he's not there.
Yeah.
But then if he does show up, you've given all those points.
Yeah. You don't put a number on it. That's what they've done. Or they don't put
numbers. They took it off the board. That one's off the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Matthew Stafford. Remember how bad they were without him?
Yeah. They're not great with them, but they're really bad without them.
Actually, the Lions are a funny team.
Yeah, they should have at least one more win. DeAndre Swift dropped a sure touchdown late against the Bears. Wasn't that like opening weekend?
Right, right. Yeah, the first weekend of the season.
Yeah, they should be. They're people would call them scrappy.
They're hard to pick.
Yeah, and they came back against the Falcons in the game they shouldn't have won, and they found a way to win that one. Yeah, they're weird. They're weird. And they're, speaking of the Lions, they're 3-4, so they're not terrible.
No. No, and actually they should be 4-3, and they'd be in the race. They're a scrappy football
team.
They're
actually in the race right now.
Jack Fox is their punter.
And with the
Rice punter is their punter.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. I remember you did tell us about that.
And he was the special teams player of the month. His first month in the NFL.
That's a nice way to start your
career.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
And with the Bears being the Bears, they got a shot to catch them for that final playoff berth. I mean, because it's not coming out of the East, but the Cardinals and the Rams exist, so they're 5-3. Like you said, if they're 4-3, only a game back of that final spot, they would look pretty good. We'll see how it goes for them.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. On ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about CBD American Shaman. CBD American Shaman is awesome, people. I really like the American Shaman. It's water soluble. All you do is you squirt, you know, you got your little squirter in a bottle, and you take it out and you squirt a little bit into a cup of water, and then you drink it, and it flows evenly through you. Because oil and water don't mix, but in this case it does. They've found a way. Science has found a way. And CBD American Shaman CBD oil is different than all the other ones because it is water soluble. So, and they have that recipe and nobody else does, that technology. And so if you're looking for that kind of technology, it's why there are 30 locations around the city. It's why it is the most popular and the biggest of all of them. It's because it has this technology. So if you're looking for CBD oil and you want it to work for you, you go to CBD American Shaman. 30 locations around the city. ShopCBDTX.com. ShopCBDTX.com. Find the location nearest you. They'll explain all of the things that benefits for you. And they're not afraid to give free samples at ShopCBDTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. And wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Justin, the limo guy, gives me a Marty Bird kind of vibe. Do Mexican drug dealers own all these companies of his? No. No, he's not Marty Bird.
No, he's not Marty Bird.
No. He's actually, though, very laid back like Marty.
Would Justin have said to his potential wife, the only satisfying thing was hearing the sound of your lover hitting the pavement?
No, I don't know, Justin. No. Justin wouldn't have said that. A little different than Marty.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little different. You know, with, you know, without all the killing and the laundering of money
for drug dealers.
All of that. A little different.
Some people would say, how come it's taking so long for that Rise place to open? Is that a front?
No. He's put a lot of money in. He's sunk a lot of money into that.
Well, how do you clean money? Gun.
No, that ain't how he's cleaning. He ain't cleaning money that way. He's just, listen, that thing's been being constructed for 2 years now. He says, I'll probably get it back in the first 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. That's going to be the number one spot for music.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's going to be
good for Justin.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, when we're finally able to have people touring bands back in town. I hope so.
Well, and it's got a roof, so the neighbors will like that. Because I guess when the show is over, they open it up and it's going to be neat.
That sounds nice.
It's going to be really, he's got suites up there. So you can have a luxury suite while you're watching.
I've got an outstanding, not ballad, but show, because when COVID hit, there was a band that was coming to town at Warehouse Live. That's Justin's place. I was going to go watch a show, and then they pushed it back and still COVID was around. So now it's scheduled for March. Hopefully I'll get to, I love Warehouse Live is a place I've always gone, but I mean, if you moved it to the other place, whenever it's open, that'd be cool too.
In a suite.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
In a suite.
I don't think the band's big enough for that in terms of popularity, but they're pretty big. But
what is it?
They're called Dance Gavin Dance. There's one that I actually play some of their music on the show.
Evanescence?
No, that's Lance's thoughts about me.
Oh,
it's not Evanescence. But I don't think they'll get moved to that, to the new venue. But I'm excited for a different show there. Sounds like it's going to be a good place.
Well, either way, you'll Justin will take care of it.
Either way, I'm going to Warehouse Live. I'm going to one of Justin's places.
Yep. I just got a feeling that Notre Dame's in a no-win situation this week. Without Lawrence.
If they win, I think people will give them a lot of credit.
Don't they have other guys too now?
Yeah, Tyler Davis, the defensive tackle, is out. Also, one of Clemson's defensive ends, Mike Jones, is out as well. But if Notre Dame wins that game, it's still beating the number one team in the country. I know without Trevor Lawrence, they're going to get a lot of credit because they're still the underdog in that game. And their team, I talked about on my podcast, that'll go up later. This game's more about Notre Dame than it is about Clemson. Clemson will be fine. There'll be enough respect, and they have the excuse already set with no Lawrence. They went out and win an ACC title. They'll be in. This game is all about seeing if Notre Dame is different than those previous Notre Dame teams.
How about that they're still 5-point favorites?
I told you. Notre Dame's going to get plenty of credit for winning that game.
I don't believe that. I mean, that's unbelievable that Notre Dame, without Trevor Lawrence. Now, ukulele's pretty good. He showed he's pretty good. What?
It's not ukulele.
It sounds like it. Looks like it a little bit.
There's not a K anywhere in his
name. Ukulele or whatever. I don't know what his name is.
Ukulele.
What is it?
DJ Ui Agalele. That's what it is.
Ui Agalele?
Yes.
I'm not. I'm glad I'm not doing that game.
You couldn't. What if he was a roughneck quarterback? PJ, saying PJ is a lot easier. Just call him DJ.
That's what I would do, because that's what I call PJ.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I just kind of feel like I think a lot of people are just going to poo poo it. Now, Alabama's catching up to Clemson.
Yeah.
In the polls,
3 first place votes difference right now, I think.
So here's the deal: is I thought it was 4, but here's the deal: is how can you judge Clemson right now? How can you judge them on anything?
They'll be judged. It doesn't help. Well, the Boston College game is different because Trevor Lawrence didn't play. But remember, he played in the Syracuse game, and it was a one-possession game, Syracuse with the football, late in the third quarter until a scoop and score for Clemson changed the complexion of that game. So people are eyeing Clemson a little differently now. You've looked vulnerable with your starter. You look vulnerable without him. People are looking for a good performance. So I think if Notre Dame wins the game, they'll get all the credit in the world.
If they lose, they're done.
Well, yeah.
Even if they come back and beat Clemson late.
Well, it depends. How far would Notre Dame fall losing to the number one team in the country if it's a close game?
number one team again, number one team in the country without their.
But how far do you think they'll fall?
It depends on how big they lose.
The loss determines.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they lose to Clemson in a one score game, you know, this kind of the same amount Clemson's actually favored. Who are you gonna put them behind? Maybe you drop them behind Cincinnati. Cincinnati wins.
Oh yeah,
but that's about it. They're not gonna fall out of the top 10.
By the way, Cincinnati's 14 against U of H. I think that's a measure of respect for U of H, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, because the way they've played against the better teams in the schedule.
The two good teams they lost to, they got...
The fourth quarters have been awful for
them. Yeah. But I think the voters, or the voters, I think the books look at them and say, those, you know what, they played those two teams tough for three quarters. And now, whether or not, you can't have that same recipe and win, but... 14 doesn't seem like an awful lot for a team that's 2-2 now. Are they 2-2 now?
Yeah, you're right. It's four first place votes separating Clemson and Alabama, but only 2 points for whatever that means, since the college football playoff rankings will determine everything. Notre Dame's number four. Let's pretend the AP top 25 actually matters still. Teams behind them: Georgia, Cincinnati, A&M, Florida. Georgia and Florida are playing each other already, so one of them's gonna have two losses. So they're playing each other on the same day. So one of them's going to have two losses. They'll be out of the picture for one of them. Cincinnati, you expect them to beat Houston. A&M, you expect them to beat South Carolina. And then there's BYU, who has a game tonight where they could lose. So even with the loss for Notre Dame, where are you? 9-8 in the country? You're not out of it. As long as you see Clemson again.
Yeah, right. You beat Clemson. But what are the – okay, so you lose to them without Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, I know the odds are –
they're going to be...
The odds aren't great for them.
They'll be two touchdown dogs.
Probably. Yeah. But as far as an opportunity to get back in it, they'll have one as long as they don't lose another ACC game if they lose tomorrow. That's kind of how it's set up for them. So we'll see. But it's all about Notre Dame on Saturday. Can they prove they belong? They're a good tier two team. Can they get themselves in the tier one? And tier one's probably Ohio State, Clemson, and Bama right now. Can they get up there? They got a shot to prove themselves.
Yep. Well, we will see this weekend. It'll be an interesting weekend. If Notre Dame and it doesn't matter who wins the Georgia-Florida game. Florida's got their bad loss to A&M, and Georgia's got their bad loss to Alabama. Obviously, a loss to Alabama is better looking.
Well, except when you lose by 28.
That's true.
Oh, you mean Georgia? Oh, they lost by three scores.
They got their ass handed to them, too.
Florida only lost by a field goal, right?
Florida lost, to A&M.
Yeah.
But they lost to A&M and not Alabama.
Well, I know what you're getting at, but if A&M remains a top 10 team, and if Notre Dame and Georgia lose, A&M's going to be a top 5 team at the end of the weekend if they beat South Carolina. So that loss... But it wouldn't matter. So that loss to Florida looks better and better.
Yep.
As long as A&M continues to win.
Yep. Yeah. Good text from a coach. You hear about Cal canceling their game this weekend because of backup defensive tackle.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
That backup defensive tackle. You want to talk about California.
Berkeley,
holy crap.
The Berkeley health official said, we got a contact trace, and we've determined that a lot of kids are at risk, even though it's only one of them, and the other kids haven't tested positive. So no game. So not only did they affect Cal, they screwed over Colorado too. You know, in a league where there are limited opportunities, we were talking with Lance, and I said, if USC or Oregon go 8-0, it's actually they can only go 7-0. They have 6 regular season games, and then they'll have a potential Pac-12 title game. So if a team like Colorado or Cal, every team's going to play 7 because they'll do like the Big Ten does and have the 1-1, 2-2, 3-3 on the final weekend. Those kids are only going to get an opportunity to play 7 games. You took one away from them because of one test.
One test.
You remove.
I know somebody that lost someone. And
yeah, it's serious.
It's serious.
We're not going to say it's not.
It's not. No, but have we even seen? I don't know. Have we gotten any stories about kids that have gotten really sick? College football kids.
We had the one story about right before the year started about that kid from the Pennsylvania area who was playing a lower level. Who we don't actually know how he got COVID, but apparently he did and he died. But we don't know that it came from football.
Yeah, right.
And he was, Yeah, he was a young college athlete, defensive lineman type, heavier. So I don't know if that played a part in it, but he died. But as far as actual football players potentially contracting COVID from football things, we haven't seen anyone be really, really sick. Now,
we don't know that.
We don't know that because they don't tell us. Right. So we don't know. Now, Xavier Thomas from Clemson, he caught COVID. I'm not sure where he got it, but we know Clemson was one of the stories we heard about how all their guys are getting it. But he had COVID during the summer, and they held him out because he didn't feel right. He couldn't get back to being himself. And he said he didn't feel like he was breathing correctly until the third week into the year. And they held him out longer to make sure he's okay. Now he's back playing. So that was the one guy I know of who had some really long-term effects, and they held him out because of caution. So it does happen. So I understand it, but you are removing a game from not just the Cal kids. The Colorado kids suffer from it too. And I don't care about the backup starter thing. That doesn't matter. We're talking about a life here. But when it doesn't appear to have a spread that affects the entire team or even the position group that he's with, feels like you're being, I don't want to say too cautious, but it feels like a little much, particularly if those kids haven't tested positive yet.
No, let the kids play. Let them play. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. It's time for my Twitch segment. Get on Twitch right away, ESPN Twitch, and I will be talking to you through Twitch. Hey, she did have a big booty. Got to see. Oh, we got to wait for the break, right? I'm reading.
They should probably wait for that conversation.
We can wait for that big booty conversation, but that's the kind of conversations we'll have right now on Twitch here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
John's finishing up his Twitch stream and insulting my podcast a little bit. One correction, it isn't Colorado who Washington was playing, or Cal was about to play. It's Washington. So Cal and Washington, that game is off. Ruled a no contest because of one COVID test and the subsequent contact tracing. Now John can return to us instead of playing to the Twitchers.
The Coors Light Twitch break. That's the Coors Light Twitch break brought to you by our good friends at Cold, Clean, Crisp, and Refreshing Coors Light. How about that? How you like that? Yeah, they wanted to know about your little podcast.
Don't talk about it like that.
That's what they said. Ask Del how his little podcast is doing.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
A little out of order. It's good. I'm actually going to upload this week's episode. It'll show up probably about...
You already did it?
Yeah, I did it. It'll probably show about 4 o'clock, depending on what service you're using, whether it be Apple or Spotify. But it'll be up
What did soon. You talk about on it?
Well, talked a lot about what we talked about just now. Notre Dame, Clemson. Talked about Florida, Georgia. And I didn't really get into why I want Florida to lose like I did on the show. But that talked a little bit about BYU and their chance in terms of what it means if they can win tonight, considering they haven't played a top 25 team yet. This will be their first. It's a big opportunity for them. And I talked about the uprights at Oklahoma State. That's my best moment of the weekend.
That was your best moment?
My favorite one.
That they can't use anymore.
Yeah. I expected that to get banned, but take your shot, at least for a week.
Right. So good stuff. So it's called
Respect My Decision. If you don't get the title, you know, when a recruit will go on Twitter and say, I've decided to decommit from this school. I love all the coaches and the opportunity they gave me, but it's time for me to do something else. And sometimes they write Respect My Decision, meaning don't fight me on this. This is mine. This is what I'm going to do. So that's where it comes from. Because I'm way too deep into college football to even know why that's a thing. But that's where the title is. You can check it out. The new episode will be up, like I said, right around 4 p.m.
Nice. All right. So look for it. The Respect My Decision podcast.
Yeah.
They said the Twitchers are saying, you suck too. No, you suck too. Well, you guys sucked today. You did. Yeah. It was weak. You
sucked yesterday too.
You didn't
too.
Bring it.
For
yeah.
What was it? Throw shade. You guys sucked yesterday, too.
You really sucked yesterday. Charity boxing. Y'all's fans got scores to settle.
With people who work here.
Right. We're not doing that. You guys want to box Nick or Josh?
They want to, Lazy J wants to box Josh.
Josh, but I think Nick too, he said.
Well, Nick tried to explain it to me. He goes, well, how many times can I actually combat Josh on something before it's repetitive? So he said, sometimes I just take a step back and let him say what he says, and that's why he got caught in the shrapnel from Lazy J, because he didn't fight Josh on something.
But was it it was about LeBron.
Yeah, about how LeBron and NBA makes him feel uncomfortable because it makes him feel bad to be white or something. I don't remember, something like that. The NBA tries to make him feel bad for being white, I think is what he might have said.
Josh said that?
That's the interpretation I got. I didn't hear it, but that's what I'm getting secondhand.
Huh. Well, I'm dark meat, so I can't chime in on that.
Do your white buddies feel like the NBA is trying to make them feel bad for being white?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that. I've never heard my white buddies say.
When Justin goes to a game, does he go, man, Justin, I really want to watch the Rockets play, but they make me feel bad?
They don't make Justin feel bad. Justin doesn't give a rat's ass. He likes to go to the games.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to sit down low. He goes and travels every year.
To Rockets games?
Uh-huh. He'll go to
He's that big of a
road.
Fan?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Astros, too.
I knew that.
Yep.
I didn't know about the Rockets.
Yeah. Lazy J is a bum.
Well, that's true.
Josh and Nick handled Lazy J well. Did he call into the show?
I don't. You're asking the wrong guy. Oh. I'm in the middle of a nap.
Swine Flu says, I want to fight Josh.
You know he's an agitator.
But why do people want to fight him?
Because you can't really get to him on the air because he can just hang up or
he's
talk over you.
He's not going
to
fight you people. Okay?
Pull up is all I'm saying.
No.
We're still talking. Nick just walked in.
Nick. Okay. He's just telling you to pull up on people. Okay?
Not Nick. People want to fight Josh. So pull up if you want, I guess.
Stop. No, don't pull up on Josh. Stop. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Nick thinks it's funny. I think he wouldn't mind it.
Let's get Mike in here.
I'm not saying fight someone, but stop talking to us about it. Stop telling us you want to fight someone. If you want to fight him, find him.
Well, no, don't find him and fight him. Okay? Don't walk up and don't pull up on Josh.
I'm not suggesting you should because you probably should face charges if you do. But stop talking to us about you wanting to fight someone.
That's better. Yeah. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, I was talking, man, that Josh in the show, man. The things that he says. Dale, can you produce for him like once or twice a week?
Why?
Because Nick, I mean, Lazy J had a point, man. He might have been too, like, out there with it. But he had a point, man. I've been listening to this station a very long time. And so when Nick was a part of the Usual Suspects, it's like a completely different guy. Like, he just agrees with everything Josh says. That's what he comes across as. And half the time, I just have to turn it off, man.
Well, Mike,
I'm being for real, and I hate to ruin the mood, but sometimes I just have to turn that Josh in and show off.
You're not ruining the mood. I love this stuff. Mike, I talked to Nick yesterday about it. Nick said, he goes, look, how many times can I combat this guy? He says it's every day, so at some point you just got to be like, whatever. Okay, man, whatever. We're not going to have another discussion about the same thing. So I don't know what you're really talking about because I don't hear it. But Nick has said, I mean, you just get tired of having the same argument. So I'm just going to back away. That's Nick's approach. So that's all I can give you.
What I've heard of it is just usually just Josh talking. Nick chimes in very little.
Yeah, because Nick, I think there was an incident early in the show's history.
Yes.
And Nick has decided.
Yes, that was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so what's your thoughts on college football, Mike?
Oh, I didn't have. I don't know, man. I just don't know what's going on. It's will it be a true champion with all these canceled games and all this just with the COVID? It won't even be a true champion this year.
Oh, I disagree. Has anything changed for as far as the top teams go, or is there anything that's changed your mind that we're not finding out who the best teams are?
Well, I mean, like, okay, well, the season isn't over. Right?
Correct.
So let's say COVID hits the SEC hard. Then what?
Well, now, but okay, now that's a what if. Now, that a what if, but as far as right now goes, let's say Trevor Lawrence got hurt. Let's say he twisted an ankle and he couldn't play. What's the difference? I mean, there's really no difference if you lose Trevor Lawrence for a couple of games because of a knee or because of an ankle, then you know what? Then Clemson better step up. Right now, they got to step up for 2 weeks without him.
Yeah,
and we haven't seen unless you're you know predicting that there's going to be a COVID holocaust. Then okay, then I can understand the point. But right now, we're finding out who the best teams are.
Yeah, the best teams are getting to play each other. We'll see multiple big top 10 matchups this weekend. You talk about Clemson and Notre Dame. You got Florida, Georgia, two top 10 teams. So, Mike, in your hypothetical, I would agree. If all of a sudden Ohio State only plays three games this year because of COVID, you got a point. And it may very well happen because Wisconsin's already missed two. But up until that point, I think the season is a real one. And then if it changes, it changes. But for now.
Yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't miss any more games, they get their six games in. You know what? They would have played, seven, eight conference games anyway?
Yeah.
They were a couple short, and we didn't get to see them beat the snot out of Northern Illinois or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, but I think it's a legitimate season.
Yeah. Things will have to change, at least in my eyes. Like Wisconsin, their next game back, if they play, will be Michigan. So that is not – now, Purdue would have been up next in Nebraska. Purdue was actually 2-0, so that game would have meant something for that division. So that sucks. But Michigan's coming up, and if they can play Michigan, get some back on track as far as the season, I think we'll be okay. But if you're, as John called it, a COVID holocaust happens, then things change.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't think of any other way. Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I see y'all was kind of out of the loop, but Dale was kind of out of the loop on what all the whole show was about or what went on for the conversation on Josh Ennis's show. And I kind of side with Nick. Nick, I understand the confrontation. He don't want the confrontation because I've listened to the show a couple times. I don't listen to it every day like I do y'all's show. But for the most part, Nick does kind of, I guess, have to have that argument with him quite a bit on the air. So I understand him not wanting to get into it with him again, yet again, and again, and again. But the whole conversation had ended up that Josh was saying that LeBron said or put on a facade as if he did not like white people or hated all police. And again, I was on hold yesterday to take to talk on the air with him. But after he went through a couple callers, I feel like it ain't even worth it because, I mean, he got his ideas on what he perceives and other people see it in a different way. And I've never heard LeBron say that he hated all white people or dislike all police. That wasn't, I think, a couple of the guys had got upset, and the reason they want to box him is because he's putting words in LeBron's mouth. You know, he's taking, you know, his point of view and trying to interject that as to being LeBron's point of view. That's where all the conversation.
I didn't hear it. We'll take your word for it, Johnny. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny, for informing us. The thing about Lazy J loves LeBron. Loves him.
Yeah.
So since I didn't hear it.
Slurps him up.
I can't speak to Josh's sentiment or what he said, but I'll take your word for it, Johnny. But I can speak to Lazy J loving LeBron.
Yeah.
And if you say anything about LeBron, it's fight time.
Yeah. Man, so
Lazy J, take LeBron out.
Yeah, take him out your mouth.
Yeah, I mean,
white
enough.
Boy.
Well, there. Maybe that's why Lazy J's upset, because no way LeBron will hate white people. I'm white. And if you don't know, Lazy J's not actually white.
Well, yeah, he's really light.
He's Mick. He likes to say he's Mick of mixed race.
Mixed?
No, it's light skinned. If we're gonna go the skinned thing, but, no, not mixed.
If you're going to be light-skinned, can't you be...
You could have called him light-skinned if you wanted.
I did.
You called him mixed it. That's not a thing.
Well, I called him light-skinned when he was here.
And now you're calling him white.
Yeah, because he makes... He's like, hey, Del, you ain't really black. What?
Yeah.
You, whitey, you're calling someone not really black?
I'm not taking Lazy J's words as being serious because I look at him and go, stop it. I can't respect anyone who is a LeBron fan. Not that you can't love his game, but if you follow him from team to team, nothing you say is valid.
Nothing.
He was on my team, the team I actually love. I'm not rooting for the Lakers now because LeBron went there. Beat it, Lazy J.
Terrible.
Josh is right about you. I don't even know what he said.
Yeah, I have no idea, but Lazy J, I'm with Josh on this one.
And John has never said that before.
I never said anything against him.
Either. I know, but you have never said you're with him.
I've never said I'm against him.
But Lazy J has brought you to a point where you can now say,
I can say,
I'm with Josh.
I got Josh's back on this one. Time to talk about being a champion. Champion.energy/1560. Save, 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 save. That's what you're doing. Champion.energy/1560. If you're looking for a great way to save money every single month, I got my bill and it's just ridiculously low. And here's the deal is when my bill is up, when my contract is up, they're going to send me an email and they're going to tell me, I've got another, a better rate for you. Here's a better rate. So if you're looking for that kind of company that's actually going to tell you what they can save you even more money and charge you less money, that's unbelievable. No, you're not going to find that in another electricity company. Champion.energy/1560.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
So this is why, because somebody had said earlier that the Washington football team should be the something else's. I didn't realize CNN.
Yeah.
So apparently their election night, they used a graphic that refers to something else to refer to voters who are not white, Latinx, black, or Asian. Something else.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, they could have done better. I don't know what you do. Other should have been the one because it implies like Native Americans chimed in with their memes about it, but you also have people from Pakistani descent, Indian descent, just all different types of people. We know we're a melting pot here, John.
Yeah.
Something else
is little,
not great because it almost sounds like you're talking about non-humans when you know something else is.
There's something else.
Yeah, I'm not even sure you're
one
human.
One of the something else's.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
They should say, no, we swear the Pornhub thing was real. This one was edited.
Right.
They would look better if the Pornhub thing was the real.
Right. If somebody accidentally had Pornhub up.
Yeah.
There's a girl in the UK. She whispers sexy things to you on a video, and she's made $58,000 doing this.
ASMR stuff?
ASMR. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's grown in popularity over the last few years due to some fans saying the videos and audio provide a soothing, tingling sensation.
I don't like them. I've heard them before.
You have?
They bother me. Like,
what do they do?
Like you know how we do this show, but they whisper, but they're on a mic like audio level like this where you can hear everything. Like, you know, when you rustle a piece of paper, it picks it up. They're doing the same thing kind of for like, I'm not doing it. I don't want that voice. I don't want that audio out there. But
they say dirty things to you?
It depends on what ASMR. There's stuff on YouTube where they're not doing dirty things. Are saying dirty things, but if you're making $68K, you're saying dirty things.
Yeah, she's saying dirty things. Dog shot his owner. He got his paw caught and jammed in the trigger and shot his owner. I guess he shot him in the leg.
What type of dog?
It was a shot by his pooch. I mean, it just happened in Plano. Bring himself. It doesn't say what kind of dog he is.
And cats are like, see, people come at us and say, we'll eat you. We'll eat you when you're dead. At least we won't
shoot
you.
Oh, how you feel about dogs now?
Dogs will shoot you. We'll wait till you die before we eat you. If you leave us alone. Damn, getting shot by your own dog.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, that's
gotta be.
Isn't embarrassing too?
It is embarrassing.
That's a little embarrassing if your dog shot you. You're too stupid to have your dog. your dog outsmarted you.
Yeah. It's like Bugs Bunny when Elmer Fudd, when they're doing that back and forth, except your dog shot you this time.
Apparently, people in Michigan are none too pleased. The attorney general has asked residents to stop telling her staff to shove Sharpies up their butts.
Why is that how did that become a trend?
Please stop harassing and threatening calls, making harassing and threatening calls to my staff. They are kind, hardworking public servants. Asking them to shove Sharpies in uncomfortable places is never appropriate and is a sad commentary on the state of our nation.
And this started, what, during election week?
Yeah, I guess, what is it about Sharpies? Did Trump say something about Sharpies or something?
Well, in Arizona, there's a conspiracy theory that Trump voters, well, in GOP-heavy areas, that pollsters were giving likely Trump supporters Sharpies to use to fill in, and their votes were being counted. And then someone had to come on and go, actually, Sharpies are used in a lot of places, and they had to give an example of how the Sharpie doesn't actually affect the machine that counts the votes. So maybe that's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. A kid in Taiwan woke from a 62-day coma. What were his first words?
Did the Astros beat the Nats?
Nope. Chicken filet.
Did he say spicy chicken filet?
He didn't say spicy, so I didn't think you'd be down with it.
No, I'm not. Put him back in the coma.
No. He's not going back in the coma because he didn't ask for spicy.
Look, apparently he didn't learn anything in that coma. Spicy chicken's the way to go, sir. But I'm happy the guy is out of it. How long was he in again?
He was in for 62 days, 2 months.
Did he didn't wind up speaking another language he never spoke before? Because that happens. Like, he didn't wind up being able to speak French?
I don't know, but he did say chicken filet in Taipei. What if he said it in English?
That would have been those stories.
That would have been something.
Give me Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. A Democratic candidate who admitted to circulating revenge porn and who was charged at the age of 14 with threatening to shoot a high school student has won a state House seat in Kansas. Congratulations.
That's America. You saw the kid who's a clear QAnon supporter and conspiracy theorist won a House seat for he's a Republican. So, hey, your past doesn't matter so much.
Nope.
Just depends on what district you in and if people will support you.
Did you see the Kentucky dog?
Did he win a House seat?
Won his mayor.
Of what
town? He got a record number of votes.
What town? I got to find out what dog this is.
Rabbit Hash. A small community said they have just 12 buildings and a few hundred residents has relied on dogs to run the show for more than two decades.
No, this is a bit. They just elect a dog. This time it's a French bulldog.
Yes, but this one got the most votes ever. Congratulations.
Is it all dogs running?
Wilbur Beast is his name.
Is it just dogs running against other dogs?
I don't,
if you're a human being in the race and a dog always wins,
why are you getting in the race?
Get out of the race.
Get out.
What's worse, losing to a dog or losing to a dead person? Because we had that story earlier. I think I'd rather lose to the dog.
I think I'd rather lose to the dog, too. Because at least it was something.
And it's probably a cute dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of a joke. You lost to a dead person. People don't like you.
Fox News instructs anchors not to call Biden president-elect.
Yeah, that story apparently is reported by a non-Fox person, so they might refute it. But apparently that came from the Trump administration, or maybe Rupert Murdoch said, hey, we're already catching heat for saying Arizona is the, saying Biden won Arizona before everyone else, and still the other networks won't do it yet. Maybe we don't call him president-elect.
Apparently they're going to have to say Biden has enough electoral votes to win the presidency. It seems like that's going to be a long description of him.
It's like when we do that team currently in our lives, the team from Miami is playing the team from Arizona, and the line is
right.
We finally get to it. Oh, I can't. I know you guys don't want. You guys are still trying to keep conservative Republican Trump supporters watching your network. So, I guess pretend that he's not president elect, even if all the states are called. Whatever. Seems silly to me.
Apparently, Whole Foods has banned their employees from wearing poppies.
Huh.
What are poppies?
Aren't they a flower?
Poppy, a national grocery chain, banned them from wearing the symbol of remembrance. That's a symbol of remembrance, apparently. A poppy is.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Why can't you remember things now?
If they allowed this one particular clause, then it would open the door so that they would have to allow or consider allowing.
Okay, Poppy. You don't watch a lot of Premier League stuff, but or any possibly, but they, I don't know what it's for, but they wear poppies on their jerseys at least once a year for some event that happened. I've never looked it up to know why they do it, so now it makes sense. I didn't know they were called poppies, but it was the red with the black
stuff. Yes.
And they would they have them on their jerseys. Something,
it's in remembrance of something?
Something awful happened, and they do it every year. I don't know. I guess Whole Foods is right. We don't need to cross that line.
We ain't getting in that business.
No.
All right, we're done. I got the Texans this weekend. I got them by 7.
Against who?
Against the Jaguars.
No, you don't like Luton as quarterback beating the Texans?
No. I got our team. I got our team by 7.
It's a shame because
this weekend.
Now they'll probably have the 6th pick, and that doesn't help.
Well, we got not only that, but we'll be in the playoff hunt again.
How so?
What? Are you kidding me? If they win this weekend, I'll bet you'll hear playoff talk. Can the Texans make the playoffs?
Yeah, from you.
No. Well, from the other station, for sure. But no. It will be a topic of conversation. What two-win team can get into the playoffs?
They'll start looking at the schedule, try to find wins.
Yep.
Sorry, you already played the Jags twice, so those are going to be
out. That's it. You're already done. There's your two wins. That's it. Press box next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great weekend, everybody.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.